The Beagle Voyage really for him, as he said, was the making of him. It was the great event of his life. He was immediately able to publish a whole range of results, including his important coral theory. He published a volume of, that described his Journal of a Naturalist, it was called. This was part of a larger set of volumes that described what had been seen on the voyage. And it was later on published as the Journal of a Naturalist as a separate book and became, in fact, a Victorian bestseller, one of the most loved travel books of the 19th century. We today just call it The Voyage of the Beagle. But in fact, The Voyage of the Beagle really was Fitzroy's book because his was the official narrative account. But it was Darwin's engaging style and sense of purpose on the voyage that really comes across in the way he writes. And even today, I think it's in many ways the most readable and exciting of Darwin's books. It's a real, you get both the sense of a young man really exploring the world for the first time and coming across things in an incredibly fresh sort of way. And you get the sense of someone who's really thinking through a range of deeper sort of issues. Underlying especially the version that we've used in this edition is a strong sense of an underlying agenda that's going to lead to a theory of evolution. There's very strong questions there about the relationship of plants and animals to one another geographically, but also geologically, what came before and how have those animals potentially developed into others. There aren't answers in the book. It's very much between the lines, but you can see Darwin already in The Voyage of the Beagle starting to approach these sorts of deeper kinds of questions.